FM 91 continues live on the road at the University of Michigan. It's been a wonderful morning so far, speaking to different faculty members and creatives here at the university. We have one more interview before we close out our classics for this morning. I'm here with Danielle Belen and her DMA student, Zoe Hightower. So welcome to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Danielle, maybe we could start with you if you could give us a little orientation as to who you are and what your role is here with the university.
Sure. I am an associate professor of violin. It's really a unique position to be in at the School of Music, Theater, and Dance at the University of Michigan, because most faculty members, of course, across the university teach large group classes and seminars, and I teach one-on-one violin lessons. Mm-hmm. I have 21 students, and I'm really thrilled to get close to them and get to know them as musicians, as people, and to work with them on finding their path towards the career of their dreams. I teach studio class on Tuesdays from 2:30 to 4:30. It's an opportunity for students to get up and perform, get their nerves out, try pieces for the first time with a pianist. And on Thursdays, we have technique class. This is my life. I still perform, and I think you maybe have something of mine we're going to hear in a little bit, mm-hmm. if I can stand listening to myself. But really, I love teaching. I love being here. And as you said, my student Zoe here has been a wonderful student and friend. And I would love to talk about her a little bit more.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And Zoe, maybe how long have you been a DMA student here?
I'm starting my second year here now.
Second year, okay.
But I did my undergrad here too.
Danielle mentioned, you know, finding your dreams and how that took you into music. What was that path like for you getting into music in the first place?
Yeah, well, she helped me hone my sound. I would say she was one of the first people who inspired me to listen more from the hall, I guess, instead of just from being like from just playing and listening from right where my ear is. And she encouraged me to explore all types of different tones and timbres. I guess it's kind of inspired the way that I teach now too, and she's such a wonderful teacher and such a caring mentor that I just kind of want to carry on that legacy in my own students and help them figure out what they want to be doing, where they see themselves.
Let me jump in here. This is Danielle again. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you a little bit more about Zoe. So Zoe did her undergraduate degree here with me and then went to Indiana University for her mm-hmm. master's and then is returned here for her DMA. But long before all of this, she studied with the renowned pedagogue Mimi Zweig and has worked and taught alongside Mimi, one of the great pedagogues in the country, in fact, one of the foremost teachers and developers of curriculum for beginning violin students all the way through advanced levels. In fact, Zoe has so much teaching experience for someone her age that I thought, who better to trust with my own daughter? So my four-year-old daughter, Frances, is just starting violin, and she's studying with Zoe.
Wow.
We were just talking about her last lesson, which was hysterical because she barely wanted to take the violin out of her case. But but Zoe has her doing all these wonderful, wonderful little exercises that I think almost trick Frances into not even realizing mm-hmm. that she's getting better at strengthening her hand and her ear, and she's just having a lot of fun. And that's part of the genius, mm-hmm. I think, of Mimi's teaching, which has clearly been carried on through Zoe. So I was fortunate to inherit this wonderful student. Of course, Zoe also worked with other wonderful teachers like Brenda Brenner and her own mother, who's a violin teacher also. So when Zoe came, yeah, we worked on her sound a lot, and she was hungry to grow. And with all of her incredible training, it happened pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And I'll also mention that Zoe is an equally phenomenal violist and studies here with Professor Caroline Code. And also, when Zoe came back to Ann Arbor, I don't know if I've ever had another student do this. She got herself a teaching position at Concordia University an adjunct professor. She's on faculty there. In the summer, mm-hmm. she's been on the faculty of Jacob String Academy at IU, where she's worked alongside with Mimi. And she teaches here at Michigan in the prep division of our school. And so anyway, it's a total pleasure to have a student like Zoe now and coming back together for her DMA and obviously working on yet another level of mastery and, mm-hmm. and comfort and everything that we're always trying to achieve, including myself in my own playing. So that's why I thought having Zoe here today would be super fun.
Well, I am so glad to have you both, because the teacher-student relationship is such a special thing, and there's learning that happens in both directions. And Danielle, what would you say is something that you have learned maybe musically from your students, maybe Zoe or maybe other students?
Oh gosh, I learned so much from my students. You know, I think the overarching theme, if there can be just one, of teaching is, as corny as it sounds, helping a student unlock the musician that is inside themselves. I think there are far more students who are deeply musical artists inside than there are students who actually figure out how to unlock it. And that's what I love doing in teaching. You mentioned musicality, but I think the way to that is through physicality mm-hmm. and through actually playing the violin in an athletic and ergonomic way. So a lot of my lessons, if you pass by the window, you'll probably be like, who is that gymnastics coach in there? Like, what are they dancing? Is this a dance class? Why are they holding violins if they're dancing? There's a lot of athleticism. There's a lot of marble and throwing your arms around and being silly to try to get the blockage out. Because, again, there's great music in so many people. But the athletic part of it is really complicated. Yeah. I think that often gets missed when talking about music, you know, because you just want to talk about the music, but it won't come out if your arm's stuck.
Right. So would you say in the process of helping your students unlock that musicality, that unlocks something in you too?
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, you can see on my violin, on the ribs of the violin, the corner, it's all chipped away from my bow, because when I'm demonstrating for my students, I'm like overdoing the movements with the bow. You know, I'm really throwing it at the violin, and sometimes the frog attacks my, I mean, it's really terrible. I need to get a little protector, a C-bout protector. I think in exaggerating for your students these movements and the looseness, and I'm trying to show them how to be looser and looser and freer and freer, it only sort of forces it upon myself as well. Mm-hmm. So I find that my playing has grown a lot over the last decade that I've taught here with such a high level student, and trying to figure them out and unlock something within them. It's sometimes hard because they all play well already, you know,
right.
Anybody would think like, wow, what more is there? How much better could they sound? But that's our job as professors, is to like figure it out.
Yeah.
Because there's only so many spots out there, you know, for professional roles in this business, whether mm-hmm. it's orchestral, concertmaster, section, audition, winning, path, teaching, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Soloist, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll turn to some music momentarily, but Zoe, I did want to ask, there's so much to be had here at the University of Michigan, but also just in Ann Arbor in general. What are your impressions of the city, and how are you enjoying life here in Ann Arbor?
I love living in Ann Arbor. I think it's a great place to be a young person right now. Obviously the nature is so beautiful, and I find a lot of inspiration from that. Even during the summertime here, I attended Center Stage Strings, which I know Professor Belen will want to speak for a moment about. And it's just a really, really wonderful place to continue learning. You know, whether you're 80 or 12 or 30, I think there's just a lot of really, really cool opportunities and a lot of cool people that are very passionate and curious.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great place to be right now.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being here. And could you tell us a little bit about the Polonaise that we're about to hear?
Sure. We're about to hear Polonaise in D major, which is a really vibrant and sort of insanely difficult show piece by Henryk Wieniawski, a Polish composer, violinist. And it's just a really thrilling piece to play, thrilling/terrifying, but really rewarding also. And it has a really, really sweet B section that is charming and very salon-like, and it's the quintessential showpiece. Everybody wants to play it. All my students, I want to play the Polonaise. In fact, I'm pretty sure Zoe and I worked on it together a few years back.
Wonderful. Well, let's turn to that now, the Polonaise in D major of Henryk Wieniawski. Daniel Belen and Zoe Hightower, thank you so much for joining me here on FM 91.
Thanks for having us.